Sacha de Rien per Dalad Mishnah Chet, Be Samay Matir and Esatorik Lachen, who Be Tiloise. Somebody who is married to two wives and dies without children, and he has a brother. And one of the wives is an erva to the brother, she is related to the brother. The din is that that wife, Yibum, cannot be done to her. Even Chalitza is not required, she can get remarried without Chalitza. The question here is the Tzara's erva, the second wife that is not related to the brother. Be Shami Hall, the Tzara's erva, Yibum, is mutter to be done to her. And if they don't want to do Yibum, then Chalitza is required. And Be Hillel Hall, that is also to do Yibum to the Tzara's erva, even though she is not related to the brother, since one of the wives is related to the brother. The second wife also, Yibum cannot be done. Even Chalitza would not be required. She is free to get remarried without Chalitza. Chalzu. If Chalitza was done to the Tzara's erva, Beishamay Poisul Min Akuna, Ubeitilo Mashir. Beishamay holds that the Tzara's erva is Psula to Kuhuna. As since Chalitza was done, she is considered a Chalutza, who is Psula to Kuhuna. And Beitilo is Mashir, the Tzara's erva, to marry a Kohen. And since, according to Beitilo, Chalitza was not required, even though Chalitza was done, it's meaningless. She doesn't have a din of a Chalutza, and therefore she could remarry a Kohen. Nisyabnu. If Yibam was done to the Tzara's erva, Beishamay Machshirin, Ubeitilo Paisim. Beishamay is Machshir, the Tzara's erva, to marry a Kohen after her Yavam dies. And Beitilo passes the Tzara's erva to Kahuna after the Yavam dies, since, according to Beitilo, Yibam was not allowed. Since Yibam was done, she becomes a Zona. As any time somebody marries somebody who is usher to her, an Isser Krisus, she becomes a Zona. And this is an Isser Krisus, an Isser Eishes Ach Shaloba Mako Mitzvah, as there was no Mitzvah Yibam over here, so it's simply an Isser Eishes Ach. Therefore, she becomes a Zona and is Psula to Kohen. V'ahava Pisha Eilu Poislin, Ve'eilu Mashir. Even though Beisil Apostles of Tzara Serva to do Yibam, and Beis Shammai is Mashir the Tzara Serva to Yibam, Lo ninu Beis Shammai Melisa Nashim Mi Beis Hillel, for Lo Beis Hillel Melisa Nashim Mi Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai did not hold back from marrying women into families that held like Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel did not hold back from marrying women from families that held like Beis Shammai. Even though, according to Beis Shammai, a Tzara's erva needs Chalitza, and maybe the woman they are marrying from the family of Beis Hillel was a Tzara's erva, the Chalitza was not done. And even though, according to Beis Hillel, a Tzara's erva, Yibam cannot be done to her, and any children born out of that union would be Mamzerim, even so, they married into each other's families, as if the woman they wanted to marry was somebody who was Usser according to the other one, they would simply tell the other family that this woman is Usser to you. V'chor paros ba'atumo shahayu elu metarim ve'elu metamim. All kelim that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had a dispute about, whether they were tame or tar, lo nimnu lios osim taros elu agabe elu, even so they did not hold back from borrowing kelim from each other and using the kelim for taros, as if the kli they borrowed was the kli that they held was tame while the other one held it was tar, the other one would simply tell them that this kli is tame according to you, and therefore tefillah must be done to it before you use it for taros. Maseches Idiot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. Shlosha Achim, three brothers. Shnayim mehem nesuin l'shtei achiyot. Two of them are married to two sisters. Ve'echad mufnah. And the third brother is unmarried. Mei ve'echad mibali achiyot. One of the two married brothers died. Va'asa ba'mufnah maimer. And the unmarried brother does maimer to the yibam. Maimer is that he was mekadesh her with kesef or with star, which is the yibam, durabonah. As min haTorah to do yibam, you have to do bia. But min rabbanah, if you do a Kedusha Kesef or Star, this would be a Yibam Durabanan that is called Mimer. V'achar kach meitz achiv hasheni. And after he does Mimer to the Yavama, the second brother dies. And now the sister of the first Yavama also falls to him for Yibam. Beis Shammai oimrim ishto imo. Beis Shammai says he can keep his wife, meaning to say he can keep the first Yavama that he did Mimer to. As according to Beis Shammai, Mimer makes her into his wife. And the second Yavama, the sister of the first Yavama, can go out without Chalitza, meaning to say she can get remarried now. No Chalitza is required, as she is Achos Isha, the sister of his wife. And since, according to Beis Shammai, the Mimer made the first Yavama into his wife, the second Yavama, which fell to him after the Mimer, is now Achos Isha. She is an Erba to him, and therefore, by an Erba, no Chalitza is required. ובית הלו אימרן מייטי את אישתו בגט בחליצה ואת אשת אחת בחליצה. בית הלו said he has to divorce his wife with the get and also he must do chalitza. Meaning to say, the first yevamah that he did maimer to, he cannot keep her, he must divorce her and also must do chalitza. As according to Beis Hillel, maimer does not make her into his wife. So therefore, he cannot keep her now that the second yevamah fell to him. He must divorce her. As even though a regular yevamah, no get is required, in this case, since he did maimer, he has to give her a get and also chalitza, is required, and since the maimer doesn't make her into his wife, a get alone would not suffice. He also has to do chalitza, and the wife of his brother, meaning the second yevamah, the sister of the first yevamah, he must do chalitza to her. The reason why, according to Beis Hillel, he cannot keep and do yibam to either one of the two sisters is because we hold yesh zika, meaning to say, when a yevamah falls to the brother, it's partially as if he was married to her, even without doing any maimer or yibam. So therefore, when two sisters fall from two different brothers, then you can't marry either one of them. The reason being is each sister, since it's partially as if he was married to her, is considered achos isha, as she is the sister of the other yevamah. So therefore, he can't do yibam to either one of them, and he must do chalitza to both of them. Zuhi she'amru, about this case, the chachamim said, ilo al ishto, ve'ilo al eshes achos. Too bad about his wife, meaning to say, too bad that the first yevamah that he did maimer to, and unfortunately he cannot keep her, since the second yevamah fell to him afterwards, she now becomes achos ishto, and too bad about the wife of his brother, meaning to say, too bad about the second yevamah, the sister that fell to him afterwards, as he cannot keep her either, as she also is considered achos isha, and therefore he must do chalitza to her, he cannot do yevamah.